Record. Hello, everyone. I am Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with Midwifery Business Consultation. I have been so blessed to have both of these people in my life, Amanda and Jake. Amanda and I have known each other for about a year and a half now. You're one of the first birth bookkeepers that had connected with me, and I send a lot of clients over to her. She does an absolutely amazing job if you're looking for a bookkeeper to work with. Amanda and I, about two and a half weeks ago, and it's been happening more and more on Facebook and discussions and groups, that birth workers, small business owners don't really fully understand HIPAA compliance. And even you and I got a very specific professional discussion going on because I'm referring clients and I'm telling them one thing and then you're telling them something different. And I'm like, okay, we got to get on the same page. We got to understand, what are we missing? What is it? Because the discussion was around like QuickBooks and bookkeeping, and QuickBooks isn't directly HIPAA compliant, but what parts can you put into it for patient and when can you use it? It's one thing putting in transactions and another thing sending out invoices. So you and I had a different perspective of how to approach it. And so you found Jake out there. I would love for you to introduce yourself and then we'll introduce Jake, because he is absolutely going to be an amazing resource to midwives and HIPAA compliance questions. He has taught me so much the last week.
Thanks, Leslie, for having me on. I'm Amanda Wiley. I'm with Birthkeeping, which is an abundant life bookkeeping company. I've been just passionate about midwives since I was 11, really, and excited to be supporting more and more birth workers in my business. Yeah, and kind of like you said, Leslie, I just became aware as I started working specifically with midwives, the HIPAA compliance issues with QuickBooks Online. And so kind of like you, just I was digging in, trying to find more research, trying to find out, and a lot of conflicting information. And so I started looking for, hey, where can we find some expert advice? And that's where Jake came in. It was just a great, when I first talked to him, it was great just to see how much he knew. And I appreciate that, Jake, that you weren't stumbling around, you know what you're talking about. And, anyway, Leslie,
he wasn't even holding back. I mean, within 2 minutes of his free discovery call, I was like, okay, I have a question for you. And he answered it 1,000 times more thorough and better than I ever anticipated. And I'm like, okay, now let's backpedal. You're insanely a great expert. Tell me about your services. Yeah. So Jake, why don't you tell everybody about you, and we'll dig into the question that's been debating and going around with midwives across the country. We can get the legit answer out to everyone.
Yeah, well, certainly appreciate the kind words, Leslie and Amanda, and certainly appreciate you both taking the time to talk about this and have me on. Just for everyone out there, my name is Jake Fisher. I work for Accountable HQ, and certainly our kind of goal, our mission, was to provide really organizations, companies, healthcare providers, individuals, anyone who's subject to HIPAA kind of standards. We want to be able to provide a solution to all of the administrative requirements. And what that kind of includes, what that entails, is all of the documentation, all of the proof that you would need to be able to kind of display your compliance to maybe you have a customer, you know, maybe to your patient or to your user, certainly, as well as, you know, in the event of an audit or a breach, we want to give our clients all of the peace of mind, all of the confidence that you are indeed compliant and that you're going to be treating, you know, any information, and more specifically, any protected health information in a compliant manner. And certainly our platform, our solution does that.
Yeah, I was so grateful Amanda found Jake, and he taught me. I'm going to reiterate, I've been around the medical community for 20 years as a labor and delivery nurse. I still do regularly locum assignments, midwifery care in all settings. And Jake has taught me so much about HIPAA compliance that I had no clue about the level, because we think as average healthcare providers, HIPAA is protecting their healthcare information. It's making sure we don't put stuff on social media, we don't email, we send in a HIPAA compliant compliant platform, and we think we're HIPAA compliant because we're following these things. But that's the average standard. If you truly want to be HIPAA compliant, there's yearly trainings, there's policies, there's, you got to designate. I mean, there's so much Jake taught me. And our biggest thing we wanted to reiterate is, how do we advocate for the birth community, the female business owners, midwives, lactation consultants, doulas, anybody serving with medical information that could be applicable, that they're not feeling overwhelmed and they're going to shut down because they're like, oh, great, I'm just not doing this. So I'm just going to, I won't hire Amanda. And then they just won't know that I'm going to put it on an Excel spreadsheet now. Like, I want us to be empowered. Your system, I'm going to reiterate before we get into the question we're teasing with, it's turnkey, it's simple, it's so affordable, the value in the backdrops. Don't go to the price tag. He's got very customizable packages for any size employer. So just do a Calendly, go connect with Jake and learn about their services. I promise you will be so grateful you connected with Jake. So our question that I'm teasing everybody with, and it happens, and even I've gotten in a couple conversations on Facebook and regular clients, how can you use QuickBooks? Because QuickBooks, there's many platforms out there that are not HIPAA compliant. So then we think we just can't use the platform. We can't touch it. And I'm like, no. We can do it for business transactions. You just can't put medical information on it. There's businesses in all industries and all services. HIPAA is protecting medical information. So the debate came, or the discussion between Amanda and I, what is defined as medical information? Is that their name? I mean, you were really great, and I'll let you answer it, Jake. What can we put on there for transactions for accounting purposes in QuickBooks, and then the part of invoicing? So I would love for you, Jake, to take it away and give us your awesome answer you did.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it'd be a little bit helpful if we take a little bit of a step back and look at, okay, what information is actually subject to HIPAA, which is more specifically PHI, and what that's broken into is protected health information. And so when we look at the information that's actually subject to HIPAA standards, to HIPAA regulations, we have to first look at the identifying characteristics. And more specifically, these characteristics are considered PII, or personal identifiable information. And these are things that everyone is very familiar and comfortable with. There's 18 unique identifiers in terms of first name, last name, email, IP, social security. Very common things in ways to identify a specific individual. And when it's when you have, and just to be very clear, this PII, these 18 unique characteristics, these are not subject to HIPAA. It's when you have these identifiers that's subject or associated to or attached to a diagnostic, to a treatment plan, to a specific kind of invoice, to
data service, anything hinting that you gave them medical care that's now breaching their protective medical information.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's when that PII crosses the threshold of protected health information, or PHI for short. And now that information is subject to HIPAA. And specifically when we look at QuickBooks, and really this is going to kind of permeate and go to any aspect of your business, any service that you use, because everyone has different platforms and different services to help, you know, streamline your business, your service, is, you know, for QuickBooks specifically, you can Google, are you HIPAA compliant? Is QuickBooks HIPAA compliant? And you'll notice a ton of articles that say, no, they are not. And to Leslie's point, that doesn't mean that you can't utilize QuickBooks for your business. What that means is you cannot have protected health information on QuickBooks. And so, And one just kind of helpful thing in general, as you kind of look at your services, at you look at your business practice, is, well, basically, is if a company is willing to sign a business associate agreement with you, a BAA for short, and we can get into the specifics of that in a second. If they're willing to sign a BAA with you, what they're stating is that they are indeed HIPAA compliant. And if they are HIPAA compliant, then you don't need to worry about what information you include on that. But when we look at QuickBooks, the reason why we can kind of confidently say they aren't HIPAA compliant is they are unwilling to sign a business associate agreement with any business, with any company out there. And so what does that mean for you? And so specifically, as Leslie and as I just mentioned, you can include PHI, but it doesn't mean that you can't send in out invoices. That doesn't mean you can't utilize QuickBooks for your business. You just need to de-identify the information that's included on that. And this is general best practice for just security controls out there. It's always helpful to de-identify your information. And what that specifically means is to strip out that medical information or strip out the PII aspect, but that's a lot more difficult. But to strip out the medical information associated with those identifiable characteristics, that way that information never really crosses the threshold of PHI, and therefore HIPAA never really comes into play.
So then how does that go? It's one thing for a transaction and reiterating, because a lot of people say, well, I just put their name on the service, but in invoices, how do I send them an invoice where they just know what it's about? I said, you just make it generic. You just put a payment is rendered. Please call me or email me or ask a question if you have details. But most midwives are in bundles. They don't have payment plans. They have a deposit the second visit and 32 weeks gestation. So I joke with midwives. I'm like, are they really going to be surprised at the one invoice you sent what it's for? Like, really? So just don't put it, because a lot of people are just putting the simple pregnancy care, maternity care. And I'm like, you can't do that. Like, we think it's so innocent. You just have to put their name. You can still use the system, but you have to keep all the medical. You can't say the date of service. You can't say anything having to do with breaching their medical services you provided. You can literally just send them an invoice, say it's due soon. It's a bundled rate. Call me if you have questions. That's a simple solution. So any other suggestions you have, Jake?
Yeah, even beyond that, you kind of mentioned it there. What you could, you know, there's other services out there, but you can even utilize, like you said, with a follow-up email. Because once again, you can use, there's so many HIPAA compliant email services out there in terms of Hushmail, PowBox. You can even set up your Gmail. Ton of services out there where if you need to get a little bit more specific within those invoices, within kind of just the notes, certainly you can utilize that aspect. But exactly what Leslie said, just strip that information, especially with the close relationship you have with your clients. If that is an option for you, that is certainly a great way to be able to keep utilizing QuickBooks, is just to just completely strip that information out.
Yeah. So just to reiterate, like, you could totally use any HIPAA compliant platform. You just can't put HIPAA information. A name is not, it's part of that PII, that protected identifying information. And Jake is an excellent resource. Pick his brain, use his platform, his software. We're going to put this video out to the masses because we want consistent compliance. We want professionalism. We want national. I mean, this is what weakens us. We all think we're right. And maybe in 2010, we were right, but not in today's age. So we have to keep up. We have to leverage these wonderful experts around us. This is the whole point of being excellent business owners. We get an excellent bookkeeper on our team. We get an excellent Jake. We talk as you want to bring up your slogan you had said about TurboTax. I really like that to hit home. We keep up with our accountant for tax regulations every year. Jake is your compliance regulator every year for HIPAA to make sure you're keeping up to date.
Absolutely. And certainly just to reiterate on that, and you can apply this to all aspects of your business or any service or you know, platform that you utilize, is if you have PHI within that service, there's two things that you need to kind of think about. Will they sign a business associate agreement with you? If they will, then you can absolutely feel confident. You can have a peace of mind that you can literally put any information that you want on that service or platform. But for the other aspects, for other businesses that won't sign a business associate agreement with you, it's going to be important that you really analyze, take a look at, you know, what information you're including, what information you're downloading or inputting onto that platform, and make sure that you know, there's no PHI that is completely stripped of any type of medical information, medical history there. And so that's going to be the important piece, is to look at those two aspects. Is a BAA or not?
Yeah. And we talk about it a lot in just general, the like Google Drive, emails. There's so many amazing tools and resources out there. It all comes down to, you can use email if it's HIPAA compliant, it fits that BAA. You can use Google Drive. There's more money you pay for the encrypted version. So you just have to come down to, is the version, is the platform, is the thing you're using HIPAA compliant? If it's not, do not put any medical information in that system to protect yourself. Amanda, I didn't let you talk much, but anything else you want to add, anything you've learned? And I want to definitely add a plug. Like, Amanda doesn't just do your bookkeeping. She doesn't just put your input, output. She's making sure you're staying protected. You're like, she's looking at your full business aspect, being your bookkeeper. So I've just loved referring and sending people her way.
Oh, thanks again, Leslie. Mainly, I just want to encourage people, like you mentioned before, Leslie, is you don't have to stay away from QuickBooks Online. It's a standard really in a lot of circles. And there are other medical professionals that are using the platform also. So it's not that you just should stay away. We just need to use it the right way.
Yep, perfect. Right. Excellent. Anything else you guys want to add? I want both of you to add a plug to your websites and your contact information, and I'll put it in the description under the video as well.
Yeah, I mean, certainly feel free to check out accountablehq.com, or feel free to email me directly at jake@accountablehq.com with any questions. I'm always happy to hop on a call, happy to help in any way I can. Ultimately, just want to protect people's information, protect those patients' information, and certainly anything that I can do to help and be a resource for that, I'm happy to do so.
Yeah, and before Amanda introduced herself, I want to reiterate, he does personalized discovery calls. It's a couple of clicks with Calendly, 30 minutes. You can pick his brain. I, within 2 minutes, got very detailed questions and was blown away by his answers. But also put in the comments below if there's any other topics you would love to see Jake and I talk about in the future, to give some training, some education out there, or resources you'd like to be directed to. Please, we want to be interactive and help out the community, and feedback is greatly appreciated. So Amanda, go ahead and introduce your plugins.
Sure. You can find me at birthkeeping.com or abundantlifebookkeeping.com, or email me at Amanda@abundantlifebookkeeping.
Okay, perfect. Well, they're all great resources, and I appreciate all your valuable time today.
Thank you so much.